Welcome to Lead a Life You Can Love, where I explore all the ways that you can lead a better life for yourself, one that you're happy with, fulfilled by, proud of, excited to live for. And thank you for being a listener. I hope that every episode you listen to, you walk away with valuable insights and actionable tips that you can implement into your own life, into your everyday life, in both your personal life and in your career to help you just be the best version of yourself. And part of what helps you be the best version of yourself is consistency in everything that you do, in all of those pursuits that you have to just, you know, improve your life in whatever area. So that's what we're going to talk about today, is consistency. As a life coach, the word consistency comes up often. My clients come to me saying things like, I need to be more consistent. Help me be more consistent. One client even said to me not long ago, I know that consistency is the key to success, and I want to be successful, but I suck at being consistent, so I'm afraid that I won't ever be successful. If you can relate to this, or if you've just been wanting to become more consistent with something in your life that you're going after or you're trying to change, then this episode is for you. I'm going to really hammer out what consistency is all about and what it takes to become more consistent at anything. Maybe you're trying to become more consistent with your spending habits or with working out or with how often you talk to your friends or family. Or maybe it's a new hobby you're trying to do more often. Or maybe it's a business that you're trying to start and you need to be consistent with certain actions that you need to take in that business to grow it. Whatever it is for you, I know that this episode is going to help you with getting better at the skill of being consistent. Notice that I called it a skill. This means that you can get better at it. It's not a trait we're just born with. We have to work at it and on it. Consistently, pun intended. So if you feel like you suck at being consistent right now, my friend, there is hope for you. If you really want to, you can make consistency become one of your strongest, most effective tools in your tool belt. So before I get into the how, I want to touch on what consistency really is and why it's important and how it can benefit you. Like I mentioned, my client saying about her knowing that consistency is the key to success, I just want to be sure you know that I agree with this. I think that consistency is a cornerstone of success, without a doubt. When you're trying to achieve goals, when you're on a journey of self-improvement, maintaining a level of consistency is crucial. It's essential. It is a must. It's what's going to allow you to make steady progress over time. When you struggle with consistency, you lack the momentum that's needed to feel progress towards your goals and the momentum that's needed to achieve your goals. And I love the Merriam-Webster's definition of consistency, which is harmony of conduct or practice with profession. The way my brain interprets this, the harmony of conduct part, is this. If what we want for ourselves, like the guidelines we're giving ourselves as far as for how we want to live and how we want to be and the things we want to do, if we are living up to those guidelines, if we're living in alignment with our intentions, this creates harmony of conduct. I even think about living in alignment with your personal values. This kind of intention helps so much with creating consistency in your life, living with intention around your personal values. And if we think of what harmony means, like think of the harmony in a song. The harmony is what makes the whole song come together and feel like a whole, right? So to me, and I may be overanalyzing this, which would be nothing new for me, but having harmony of conduct, which is that meaning of consistency, being consistent and living in line with your personal guidelines will make you feel whole. So consistency is more than just showing up. It's showing up, yes, most definitely, but it's showing up repeatedly and repeatedly taking actions that are in alignment with your goals and your personal values. So I think step one to becoming more consistent is to look at the things you're trying to be more consistent with in your life, the behaviors or activities that you're trying to become consistent with. And ask yourself, is this activity, this thing that I'm trying to be more consistent with, is this goal of mine aligned with my values? Because if it's not, you're going to have a really tough time with the whole harmony of conduct thing. And how does being consistent help you? I want to talk about that for a second. Aside from the obvious of it helping you achieve your goals, there are so many other benefits too. Taking consistent action is how you build habits. And if you can create a habit that can be done on a daily basis or a weekly basis or however often you're looking to do the thing, habits are what create lasting change. Being consistent helps you foster discipline because, yes, being consistent requires discipline. It requires a level of commitment. And when consistency in doing a certain action is prioritized, you're developing this next level determination and even resilience that's necessary for you to overcome those inevitable obstacles that you're going to face along the way. Consistency creates momentum. It's the small, consistent efforts that are repeated day in and day out that create change in your life. Not the one thing you do every once in a while. That is not what's transforming the way you live or the way you feel about your life. Momentum is movement. It's the opposite of feeling stuck, being stagnant. We need to take action to create momentum. So if you ever feel stuck, a great question to ask yourself is, what action can I take today to start creating some momentum? Because without action, you will continue to feel stuck. And when you become consistent, you're also creating more trust in yourself. You're proving to yourself that you're reliable, that you can count on you. And when the way you start to look at yourself through that new lens of, I can count on myself, I know I'll deliver on my commitments that I make and the promises that I make to myself, your confidence is going to grow right along with your trust in yourself. And I think that's one of the most powerful benefits of being consistent, of being disciplined, is how much you begin to trust yourself and how confident you start to become in yourself. Another way that being consistent can help you or benefit you is in your career. It can benefit you in every single area of your life, but when it comes to your career, think about this for a second. And this is an example that comes to mind from my own personal experience. If you're in a leadership role and one day you come in holding the standard and setting the tone and holding people accountable for their actions, and the next day you come in and you're way more relaxed, letting people just kind of do whatever they want, I'm throwing up air quotes here, just not feeling it today. So you don't lead by example. How do you think your team is going to view you if you're like on top of it one day and the next day, not that leader, not that same leader? I can guarantee you one thing, they will respect you a whole lot more and you'll have so much more credibility as their leader if you are consistently showing up as that great leader, one who never wavers, who's always holding the standard, and who shows up with the same attitude and sets the same tone in every interaction. Consistency is a powerful thing, y'all, in so many ways and in so many areas of your life. It can be so powerful. I mean, even thinking about certain hobbies or things you've had on your to-do list for a while. I used to want to learn how to speak a different language, so I tried out Babbel for a while. But because I wasn't consistent with it, I didn't pick up the language. And eventually, over time, I realized that I'm not sure that learning a language was really all that important to me. It was just something I wanted to do randomly. It didn't really align with my long-term goals or vision. I have a friend who wanted to become good at playing an instrument, but because she only practiced sometimes and she wasn't consistent with it, she never mastered the skill or never fully learned it. Or think about if you're learning a new skill set for a business you're building, and in order to build that business, you have to do, you know, you fill in the blank here. You have to do XYZ every day or every week in order for your business to grow. Well, if you just do that thing every once in a while or when you feel like it, you're not going to get there as fast as you want to, or you're not going to get as far as you could go. But if you're consistent with taking action, you're going to see the results. You have to keep going. I was talking to someone the other day and they started a new workout regimen. They started working out like 4 times a week and they did that for 2 weeks straight. After those 2 weeks, they didn't see any results, so they gave up. You're not going to see immediate results, guys. You have to be consistent. You have to keep going. And what's equally as important as the need to be consistent in order for you to see those results is the need for you to be patient. You have to be patient. You have to trust the process and know that consistency over time will equal big results in your life. Now I want to get into some of the keys to consistency. If consistency is the key to success, then what are the keys to consistency? The strategies for becoming more consistent. Well, first, you got to set clear goals. I think I mentioned this being step one already today. You have to make sure that what you're going after is aligned with your values and with your aspirations and with the version of yourself that you're trying to become. Once your goal is set, you need to work out what that routine looks like. Give yourself some guidelines, parameters, some structure around the goal. Here's an example. One of my personal values is growth. A goal of mine associated with that value is reading personal development books. 1 a month, to be specific. So if I want to be consistent with reading, I can't just have reading be something I do every once in a while or when I feel like it. Reading has to be part of my daily, or at the least, part of my weekly routine. That's the structure that I've given myself. So the routine that I created for myself is that every day when I'm done with my work, I'll read at least a chapter or at minimum a couple of times a week as I enjoy my nice hot bath with my bath salts that I love so much. When I'm doing that, I'll read while I'm in the bath. And I'll read for up to an hour at a time while I'm in the bath. And if I do this, I read either a chapter a day or for an hour in the bath a couple times a week, I know I can accomplish my goal of 1 book a month. And this is that container. It's the structure, the guidelines for how I'm going to achieve my goal. The next thing you need to do as you work on becoming more consistent is you need to really challenge yourself to focus on progress, not on perfection. Here's an example related to my goal of reading a book a month about this idea of progress being the focus rather than perfection. Let's say I skipped a day of reading, or I took one of my hot baths and I skipped reading during it because I just wanted to close my eyes and relax. This does not mean that because I missed one of those days, I'm just not going to read at all for the rest of the week now. Or let's say I read for 30 minutes in the bath instead of an hour. That I am going to allow to be good enough because some progress is better than none. When we set out to create a new habit or try a new routine out, it is so rare that we're going to get it perfect. Life happens. Other things come up. We get in moods. We're only human and life is unpredictable. So just remember to have a mindset of progress over perfection. Consistency is so much more important than perfection. Taking action and making progress, no matter how small it is what's important. If you focus on consistency rather than on being perfect, you'll get further and you'll get there faster. Taking messy action, like when you're not perfect at the routine, but you keep on going anyway, you're still putting in those consistent actions. Taking messy action that may not look perfect is better than taking no action at all. And sometimes aiming to be perfect prevents you from taking any real action. So progress over perfection, always. Have that mindset. The next thing you need to do to become more consistent is to get yourself a good old accountability partner, a friend or a family member that you can share your goal with and that you can let know when you're making progress so that they can celebrate with you. When you can share your progress with someone, it's so encouraging. And we need encouragement. We really do. And as adults, we just don't get enough of it. But that accountability partner is also there for the purpose of checking in with you every so often. And you can decide how you want that partnership to work, what you want it to look like. Like maybe you say, hey, friend, I would love it if you'd check in with me once a week to see how I'm doing with this. Or maybe it's needing a once a month check-in from them. Whatever you think. This is especially necessary if you struggle with self-accountability. And chances are, if you were thinking or saying to yourself at the beginning of this episode, yeah, I too suck with being consistent, you could most certainly benefit from having an accountability partner. And then I mentioned how life is unpredictable. So keeping that in mind, know that part of your process or part of your journey towards becoming more consistent is going to be you staying flexible. You can still be committed to your goal and be flexible at the same time. Don't make excuses for why you couldn't do something. Come up with solutions for how you can do it anyway, just in a different way maybe than you originally planned. If you stay too rigid with your approach, and that's the idea of you clearly, you know, reaching for perfection, it's going to be hard, really hard for you to stay consistent because life isn't rigid. It's fluid. It's ever changing. And so too does your approach need to be. And last, but certainly not least, as you work on building your consistency skill, show yourself some grace along the way. It's so important that you're not too hard on yourself. Setbacks are going to be a normal, natural part of this process. You're 100% going to make mistakes or just fall on your face as you work on creating these new habits and these new routines. And rather than beating yourself up each time you fail, just ask yourself, okay, what can I learn from this mistake? How can I be better next time? What could I do differently to make this work better for me? Don't go labeling yourself as a failure. Don't go throwing in the towel. Failing means you're trying. So you're very much not a failure. You're a trier. And if you keep trying, you're going to get there. You just can't give up. You got to keep going. Being consistent is not something you just try on one time with one new habit or with one goal. You want to embrace consistency as a way of life. You want to embrace it as a mindset, and you got to have discipline. If you work to be more consistent in everything you do, you will unlock the power to achieve your true and your highest potential in life. I did an episode not long ago on how to be more disciplined, so that would be a great one for you to go back to listen to next if you haven't checked that one out yet, because so much of being consistent revolves around your ability to have discipline. One can't exist without the other. Think of consistency as the new harmony that's playing in the background of the song you call life. It's needed and necessary if you want to feel whole and complete as you journey towards becoming that best version of you. Most people love the idea of being great and of being successful in life. But when it comes time to actually carry out what being great and successful requires of you, which is consistency, we can sometimes fall short. Don't let yourself fall short. Let your purpose, your why, be important enough to put in the work. Decide right now that creating the life you want for yourself is worth the effort. It's worth the commitment to excellence. Aristotle said, "We are what we repeatedly do." Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. So make excellence your new habit. I don't know about you, but that thought kind of fires me up. Excellence is my habit. Big yes to that vibe. All right, y'all. Until next time, go out there and lead a life you can love. And hey, if you enjoyed this episode, share it with a friend. I greatly appreciate you in advance for doing it. And if you have something you'd like to hear me talk about on the show or have any questions you'd like answered on the show, visit jamiesmithcoaching.com and go to my contact page, and you can submit that suggestion or that request right in there. I would absolutely love to hear from you. All right. Bye, y'all.